All right, we'd like to welcome in Falcons GM Thomas Dimitroff into the locker room here. Hello, Thomas. How are you?
Hey, gentlemen. I'm hanging in there.
Yeah. Tough. It's a tough start, obviously. You go to Arizona, and they're a team that's very, very physical up front defensively, one of the best front sevens in the league, and we saw a lot of it. They got after Matt Ryan pressure-wise. Just your thoughts on how your team performed out there in the desert.
No, it was a difficult game. They came from play one. They pinned their ears back, and they were very, very aggressive in all facets of the game. They played with a lot of what we refer to as aggressive urgency. I mean, they were flying around, and they had a purpose there. As you know, they were trying to move to 4-4 and stay in the picture as we were, and unfortunately, we did not come to play as we had expected to, and that is unfortunate. I will say that, there were glimmers of positivity, and there were a lot of other things that we needed to seriously focus on in our attempt to dig ourselves out of this hole.
Thomas, I don't think there's been anyone more critical of the offensive line than me. Is my criticism correct, or is there something I'm missing here? Do you see this offense getting any better up front?
I honestly did, and I mentioned this last week, that I thought we were improving in a lot of different areas, subtleties that you know as a football man. You know, other people maybe on the fan base that don't have the same eye as you have might think, otherwise. It was one of those games that was a setback for us as far as our development. And you and I both know in football, you're not going to have every game where you are doing everything. I'm saying the players are doing everything to a T. That doesn't happen. Unfortunately, that was a tough game for us. And we had some challenges giving up four sacks, and a number of, of hurries. And that was just one of those games for us. And the timing of it was not good.
Yeah, and I know it's not just the offensive line. I know Tony struggled in his run blocking. And then you bring back Steven Jackson to run the football. He has to give this team some sort of a bounce running the football. What is going on in terms of this team not being able to dominate at the line of scrimmage?
Well, as Smitty has mentioned, I mean, part of that is offensive line, and part of that is, the entire offense making sure they perform their duties to the best of their ability and stay in key. And, we have to come off the ball with urgency. We have to come off with a strong base and drive. We also have to make sure that, again, as Smitty has mentioned, we have to make sure we take care of our backside blocks because, as you well know, it's all across the line, and it might be at the backside and not always just at the point. There are a lot of different intricacies as far as a certain play developing properly, especially obviously in pass, but in run as well.
Thomas Dimitroff joining us here in the locker room. Thomas, obviously with the slow start, a lot of fans are starting to talk about, how does this team get better? And from a general manager standpoint, I know you're always thinking about that. So can you kind of address the fans in terms of that? Where are you salary cap-wise? I know you're not going to give us exact numbers, but just philosophically, where are you, and how do you plan to get this team, improve this team better, especially in the trenches?
Right. I mean, first of all, generally speaking, this has been a very challenging season, not to understate at all. It has been in a lot of different ways. There's no excuses. This is not an excuse-laden team at all. I mean, no one wants to mention where we've come up short as far as, whatever it may be, it doesn't really matter, whether it's injuries or whatever it is. That is aside. This team doesn't look at it that way, nor do I, nor does our owner or our head coach. It's about making sure that we can continue to develop our youthful talent, which is always going to be a challenge, and that's what we need to do. We need to continue to get stronger along the fronts, figuratively and literally speaking, and we're focusing on that every day. And again, there are going to be challenges as we develop in those areas. And anytime you have, a team where there are that many changes, as we did, and we had some were motivated by salary cap concerns and trying to fit the cap together, which is a creative aspect of this business anyway, as well as, other decisions we made that were from a talent standpoint, at least that was our assessment, that, we have to have some, we have to come together and we have to continue to grow and learn and understand that there are going to be some challenges and some bumps in the road. Unfortunately for us, we did not, obviously anticipate that we would be at this record. It's up to us now to, again, cliche as it is, we can't be looking too far ahead. We really have to look at the next game. We have to focus on being more consistent in all facets of our game. And, you know, that's what's expected from me, from our head coach, as well as from our owner. And that's all we can say. It's expected of our coaching staff to continue to work with our players, whether they're young or whether they're veterans who need to continue to, you know, refine their skills. That's what we'll do.
Thomas Dimitroff joining us here in the locker room. And I know this team is focused on this season. And as a general manager, obviously you have to be focused on not only this season, but years down the road. Obviously, last year you took care of the defensive backs. There's a lot of obvious a great talent in the college ranks as far as offensive and defensive line. Do you anticipate that being a focus of the draft coming up next year? Is that something that you guys are really looking at?
Well, we'll continue to evaluate our fronts along this season, and we'll continue to get a lot of people, you know, for various reasons. We'll get play time, and we'll get a really good assessment of where we are before we make any decisions in free agency in the draft. Suffice it to say, we will look very, you know, we will look very hard at, you know, certain positions of need, obviously, and we'll continue to look and see if we're going to be tweaking anything along our fronts. And again, I've said this all the time, it's about adding depth, and it's about adding depth that can step up and play when in need. And that's how we will continue to build this football team. We have to have vision with a gentleman. You know that. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, again, as people are developing, as players are developing, there are going to be some potholes, and we need to step out of them or skip over those potholes. And that's up to us as an organization to do that. That's not just up to one person in this organization. It's up to everybody.
Thomas, it has to have been well over a decade since you've had any type of a losing season, correct?
Yes, it's been quite a while for me, having come from the Patriots and then coming here. This is a different setting, and we've said this from the very beginning about making sure that we had, you know, positive, passionate individuals here, and there was a third part to that alliteration, and it was perseverance. This is when the third P, or perseverance, is going to have to step up, and we're going to have to step up as a locker room that we're proud of and show the perseverance through these times. And this isn't hokey melodrama at all, or just saying the right thing. I truly believe it about this football team. They're not walking around with their heads down. They're not moping around. Are they disappointed? Are they agitated, to say it lightly? No question about it. And I want the entire fan base to know that. This isn't people skipping down the halls feeling light about it, and it's also not a group of people hanging their heads. They believe that they have to be accountable, as I have to be accountable. Our head coach and everyone else in this organization have to be accountable, and they believe that.
You know, Thomas, I've been covering this league a long time. I've covered good teams and bad teams, and one thing that bad teams do in times like this is, and I'll throw another P out there, panic. And I've seen it happen so many times, organizationally, what have you. I really get the sense that this is an organization that doesn't panic and has long-term goals, and obviously your long-term success bears that out. There's no panic time here. You guys are solid and moving forward with a plan.
Yeah, I mean, respectfully, JP, I don't believe that we're a bad team at all. I know our record doesn't show that we're a good team. I think we have a lot of talent on this team. I think we have a very adept, as I mentioned before, a coaching staff that, unfortunately, we haven't won the games that we should be winning for many, many reasons, as we know. So I would again, respectfully argue with you that this isn't a bad football team.
No, I didn't mean to say it was a bad team. I've covered some bad organizations, and this is not a bad organization. I could definitely say that.
No, this is, and I was tongue-in-cheek on that, leading into the fact that you're exactly right. There is not a panic in this team. It's more a realization that we are in a hole that we need to dig out, and there are a lot of fighters on this team. When we continue to get guys back, i.e. Roddy White, who's one of the biggest fighters on this team, as we know, which we love, and we continue to compete, you know, I'm seeing that we're going to continue to improve and continue to add to the win columns.
Yeah, Thomas, I know you got to add via the draft and via free agency. You guys are somewhere in the middle of the pack in the National Football League in terms of salary cap, I believe, maybe 14th.
To keep it in perspective, I mean, the way the league is, when you're at 14 and it's assumed that we have, you know, millions and millions and tens of millions of dollars, that's not the case in this league. I mean, you have some at the top end, you know, some of the teams that have the most room, maybe in the $20 to $30 million range. Other teams that are down at the lowest, maybe in the hundreds of thousand dollar range, and in the middle area there, it could be between, you know, $2 million and $5 million or $6 million. So it's not like teams are just laden with all sort of extra money. It's a lot of that money is there for emergency reasons if injuries come about and such. So, you know, to not just step out there and spend frivolously is an important thing.
Yeah, that's what I meant. There's no panic here. You're not going to make any knee-jerk reaction moves, and that's a sign of a good organization. So, Thomas, as always, we appreciate your time. Happy Halloween. Hope you and your family enjoy that holiday and get back on the winning note this week against Carolina.
Okay, thanks, gentlemen.